Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you live here on a Friday night. Friday, October the 13th, 2023. It is Friday the 13th, October. Month of Halloween, black cats, scary things, witches, goblins and ghouls. And here we are, a Friday the 13th in the month of October. It is Friday Night Live and dusk. Darkness has fallen upon the city of Marion. And here we are with a scary, scary show tonight. To be sure, Sean Kraft, Matt Morgan, and Carrington Nelson live in the studio. And after the show, we... go ahead. Say it, Matt. I know what you're thinking. Go ahead.
What?
Go ahead. Say it. I know what you're thinking.
You already drank it all.
No, you already went through that pop.
I did.
That only took about 5 minutes.
I know it.
Brutal honesty.
Yeah.
There we go. Well, it is Friday the 13th, so what we've been asking all day today, does Friday the 13th mean anything to you? Now, we heard about your guys' fear earlier. We'll ask Carrington here in a second. But your fear?
Spiders.
Matt?
Needles.
Carrington, don't be a hero.
I know. My biggest fear is heights.
Heights?
Yes.
Okay. So we got heights, needles,
Spiders.
You know, my biggest fear is memory loss, and I think it's happening right now. No, you know, fears are interesting, and this is a day, I was corrected earlier on, I stood corrected, I don't know what happened to that paper, but I said it was triskaidekaphobia was the fear of Friday the 13th. Triskaidekaphobia is the fear of 13. The fear of Friday the 13th is actually kadakadukadikaphobia, something like that. It's a big, long word, but that's what it is. So, here we are, Friday the 13th, and there are fears out there. If you're out there tonight, you're probably scared, whatever you're doing. But we're going to continue on with the program. Now, today's program was a little interesting. I just want to do a little wrap-up. I know Carrington wasn't here for this. But we had Miranda Hundley on the show today, and it was a very interesting morning, to say the least. Now, Sean, how would you characterize the shows that we did this morning?
Very interesting. She likes to dig into the murder trials.
Now, what did you think of her as a general person, though? When the last hour, when we got to her personal life, how'd you feel about all that?
She's really knowledgeable and smart, and I like her. She's
okay.
Really cool.
She's an interesting gal. What do you think, Matt?
The show went well. It was time flew by. It was really interesting.
We had so many people in here.
Yeah.
It was like some kind of Last Supper. We had five people around the table. It was a big whoop-de-doo today. So Friday the 13th. But we missed you, Carrington. We wish you had been here.
Yeah, I have to be invited for me to be here.
Well, I know you were busy. I know you had plans.
That's true.
I know
That's
your
true.
Phone.
That's true. Always on that phone.
I know you were on that phone. Now, it's interesting. We've got a whole myriad of topics tonight. But by the way, we do want to let people know that if you go to McDonald's, it's Get Saucy With It time. Don't crinkle your nose. What are you crinkling your nose for?
Is McDonald's paying for an ad or something?
No, but listen, I got to keep the audience in tow with what's going on.
Okay.
Get Saucy With It. October 13th, 14th, and 15th, you get a $1 four-piece chicken McNugget with the purchase of any other item. While supplies last. Now, you can get their new Mambo sauce, which is some kind of burgundy sauce, or their sweet and spicy jam, or the classics, too, by the way, barbecue, sweet and sour ranch, at your local McDonald's, 3 locations here in Marion. I'm loving it.
I'm going to say the same thing. It's not even worth
there
it.
There you go.
That's not even worth it.
I know. 4 chicken McNuggets doesn't even get the party started with you, does it?
25 cents a chicken nugget.
I don't think the kids know. Tell the story about the chicken McNuggets with me.
Oh, yeah, we did a radio remote years ago where the whole remote was how many chicken McNuggets can Sean eat in like an hour period. And honestly, McDonald's did not know what they were getting into with that because we about shut them down that night. It was 60-something?
68.
Yeah, I know it was more than one a minute. So it was good. And he then went and had a Big Mac meal when it was over. So we celebrated.
Are you kidding?
No.
I'm kidding. It was
no.
True. Yeah.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
me and this other guy was having a contest, and I beat him.
And then you had a big. We all had.
Do you
a,
ever do? Do you do food eating competitions ever?
No, I have. That's my first one.
You need to get into this. Make this your hobby.
I do, don't I?
Yes. Yeah. No. If there, if anybody knows of any local food eating competitions, call in. Let us know.
Are you trying to speed up his death? Why don't you just push the pedal to the floor?
He shared with us the other day that he loves food, and he said that several times. I even went home, and my dad was like, "Wow, he really likes eating, doesn't he?"
Oh, so that was the feedback you got.
Yes, he really
likes eating, doesn't he?
Mainly about Sean. Yes. So I'm just doing it because I think it would be an enjoyable hobby for him. He'd probably get some free food.
Now, wait a second. You get show critiques?
I get...
No, now you've opened a can of worms. Yeah. You get show critiques?
Sometimes. I think I am pretty critical of myself, though, so I'll go home and I'm like, that one wasn't good. Like, I already know. Like... Yeah, you guys don't do that?
No, I think all the shows are good, Karen.
Really?
When I leave, it's gone. I've forgotten about that show.
Oh, wow, no. I ruminate on it.
Really?
Yeah, a little bit.
Why?
I just like to reflect. I don't know. I want to be better.
You've thought there have been bad shows? Matt has thought they've all been top-notch A+.
No, there's definitely some weeks that get a little less interesting. I can think of two specific memories in my mind. I'm not going to share, but yeah.
Well, I know that you thought last week was a little rough.
Yes.
Because you kept saying it.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, no.
It wasn't as rough as you thought.
The audience thought I could. They knew, too, because people told me who listened. They were like, yeah, you sounded like you were a little frustrated.
Well, I think you were tired last week. You came in tired. And when he came in tired, I think, because you got frustrated when we were talking about Taylor Swift, and it just went into a whole little spiral after that.
Yeah, it was too much for me last week. I don't know what happened, but I didn't think that was great. So, yes, I do.
Well, no, it's okay to have an opinion.
I know, I'm allowed to have an opinion, just like, I was tired of that topic.
You have my permission to have an opinion.
Thank you so much for your permission.
You're welcome. Well, this one's starting off to be a top-notch one already. It's Friday the 13th, have a little fun. I thought you'd come in all...
Look, I have my spooky t-shirt on.
Is that what that is?
Yes, they're little skeletons. Do you see?
No, I thought you would come in all gothed out.
Does it glow in the dark?
No, it's just black with skeletons on it.
I'd like to see you in a goth outfit someday.
That's just not my vibe.
I could see it, though.
Really?
Yeah, because you got the straight hair. You could put on that white face paint like they are. You know, and do that whole thing.
Sounds like a vampire.
No,
white face paint. Black outfit.
Yeah. Listen, what are you going for as Halloween? It's here in a few weeks.
Oh my gosh, I actually just bought my costume today. I think I'm going to be Hades from the Hercules Disney movie.
Now, you're going to wear this on the television show for our Halloween episode, right?
When is our Halloween episode?
The week of Halloween.
Okay, I will be in New York City at some point. I might not be here.
No, when do you leave?
The Thursday before Halloween.
You'll be here because we'll tape that Wednesday.
Oh, great. Okay. Thank God, everyone will get to see that.
So we'll get to see, what was that?
You don't even remember. No. Now it's a surprise. You'll just get to see that.
It'll be good that way. She'll come as a witch.
Are you guys dressing up?
Yeah.
What's everyone's costume?
I can't tell you. It's a surprise.
What? I shared mine already. That's not fair.
Well, we don't remember it, though.
Oh, I know, but I bet Matt remembers. I know he remembers. Looking at me.
I do.
Yeah,
well, Matt, you're coming as, we talked about it, you know. We know what you're coming
what
as.
You mean?
What?
You dressed up last week, remember?
What?
With the thing?
Oh, with a hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you should get, like, an athletic, like, workout outfit on and be, like, a professional eater, like, in your, like, work attire. Like, that's your costume.
She's coming at you this week. She's coming at you.
I think that he would just love that. It's not in a rude way. I just, like, genuinely think that that could be your thing.
Huh.
That's your thing.
I'll look into that.
Yeah.
A professional eater.
I think passionate about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
I could be in the book.
Talk to your doctor about that.
Yeah, I don't know that that's...
Run that by your diabetes doctor.
I could be in that book. What's that called, that book that Mary Ellen's in? What's that called again?
You could be in the newspaper on the obituary page. You can fit right in there after a couple of these.
What's that book that she's in?
One More Chicken Nugget Won't Kill Me. That was where you find our words.
That's how it is.
That's what it is. We got Guinness Book of World Records.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think you might be in Ripley's more up. Believe it or not. Believe it or not,
he
this man...
68 chicken nuggets in 1 hour.
Believe it or not, this man who's got a tool chest for a drug cabinet got into heavy eating contest toward the end of his life. Ripley's Believe It or Not. That's the way
I
to
just
do it.
Think that he would
way to encourage, Carrington. There's one of our fans.
Way to encourage.
All right. Well, let's get into the current events this week because I think that's always interesting. You know what got a lot of attention the other night was that Kissing Pumpkin picture.
Really?
It really did.
When I was at my grandma's house, she's like, Matthew, what are you guys doing?
People would got like into the kissing pumpkin. Sean had to show somebody earlier the kissing pumpkin picture. It's gotten around. It's a viral picture.
Oh my gosh, we're famous.
I don't know what it is about kissing a pumpkin. I tried to explain it to somebody the other day.
What?
Yeah, well, because they didn't know what that was. Oh, I know who I was explaining that to. But I said it to somebody. I said, well, this girl said, what was that? And I said, well, we're kissing a pumpkin. and she said,
duh, like, yeah, we're kissing the pumpkin, obviously.
And she said, why are you kissing a pumpkin? I said, it's a promo shot. And she said, oh. Like that.
The audience doesn't get it. They're going to get it eventually.
Well, it caught people's eyes. That's what it was supposed to do. That's what a viral thing is supposed to do.
Oh, yeah.
Worked. Now, interestingly enough, we were having a conversation this morning. We got a little backlash this morning. We opened up the program talking about phobias, and we basically went through every phobia that you just heard here, spiders and needles. And I said there is a phobia that women have particularly of growing older. And it's sad in a way. And women were angry this morning that I brought this up because they did not feel that three men should be sitting around talking about women's fear of getting older.
Yeah, so, that's kind of weird.
Well, no. Why can't men talk about that? Clearly it's a fear.
I think I've talked about this before and given my opinion that I feel like society just places a lot of pressure on women to be beautiful and youthful, like forever.
Yeah, but this is a phobia that women have that they really don't want to age. I don't think that's societal. I think that that's them. They feel like they don't want to get older. You are your age. I'm sorry. You can.
I just disagree with you. Like, I think
you're not your age.
No, about it not being a societal thing. Like, why would I don't think that anyone would fear that if they hadn't had this idea placed in their mind that growing older was negative for women.
I don't think it's growing older because they don't seem to care about the number. They'll tell you the number. What they don't want is gray hair. What they don't want is wrinkly skin. What they don't want is
yes, all the things that come along with the number.
Right, but that's what comes with the number. It comes with men too.
I know, but I feel like women are just like not respected as much whenever they're older.
Oh, I think that's I think actually they take women more seriously as they get older. I think a woman with gray hair is seen as a matriarch, is seen as a cornerstone of a family.
I think some women are, but not all.
Oh, your women all had gray hair.
And they look good. You know?
There you go.
Are these the ones that he kisses on the lips?
Whoa. Kiss me on the lips. Yep.
Okay, just making sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So, no, I think older women are very well respected.
Some of them are, I think. I just don't think all of them are. I don't know. I just think that, like, obviously I'm not an older woman who has to deal with those types of issues, but just seeing people around me age, I feel like a lot of times they are, like, kind of silenced.
Then the icing on the cake earlier was, I said that I saw a picture of somebody who I had not seen in a while, and they looked puffy to me. And, boy, people didn't like that.
Yeah, you should never say something like puffier now.
No, I didn't say it to her. I mean, I didn't put a name with it, but what I was saying was, as you get older, sometimes you get puffier.
I think you get shorter when you get older, but I know a lot of pretty elderly people who are very
thin. This is not elderly.
This is
between 30 and 50.
Okay.
No, they just got a little puffier.
I'm going to give you some advice. Please never tell anyone they're puffy. Keep that thought locked in your brain. Do not share that out loud.
I wouldn't go to the person never and again. Tell them they're puffy.
I know, but I just don't think that's an acceptable thing to say anywhere.
But the point I was making is if you said that to a guy, he wouldn't care. If you said that, I think that's a very, that's a more of a female thing.
Looking puffy?
No. Guys can look puffy. I'm just saying that
I don't think they care.
No, I don't think they would take it as seriously as a woman does.
Sean, they make fun of your weight a lot. How does it make you feel?
No, wait a second. Who does? Wait, what? Who makes fun of weight?
Yeah, you guys, right here. You're always talking about, yes.
Now, wait
a
second.
That gets brought up. It probably doesn't feel good. I think anyone would feel bad, man or woman.
First of all, I don't think anybody...
Oh, yeah, he's called me faster than everything before.
Yes, see, he remembers because it hurts. I don't care if you're a man or a woman. That's going to hurt.
You don't care, do you? Now tell the truth.
I don't care.
There you go.
But he has to say that.
He has to. What, do we got a cattle prod here?
Yes, because, no, men, I feel like he has to. It's going to be, like, so embarrassing. And he's like, yeah, my feelings are hurt.
Matt, come on in here. What do you think?
So when I was a smaller kid, I used to weigh a lot more.
There
and,
you go.
And... My, I had nicknames that, like my family members had given me, like, I had cousins who called, a cousin who called me, like, Fatty Maddie.
Fatty Maddie!
There was another, my aunt, to this day, will call me Maddie Moo Moo.
Oh, my brother gets called Pork Chop.
Yeah, it's just, it doesn't bother me, it's just a nickname. I don't care.
They call me Puff Daddy.
Puff Daddy?
Kool-Aid Man.
Kool-Aid Man.
Pumbaa. Yeah.
Shrek.
I feel like that would hurt.
You didn't care, right, Matt? Wasn't that your point? You don't care?
Yeah, no, to this day, I'll still be referred to by those things, and it's just...
It doesn't matter.
That's fine. I don't want those nicknames for me. I'm good.
No, I'm just saying, it's a weird thing. That's a phobia, but God bless the women who have that phobia.
Maybe you just haven't met men with that phobia, but I think they're out there.
Well, maybe they are, but, what can you do, really?
We could just not call people Puffy.
She took personal offense to this.
Well, you don't really like that.
I don't like that. I don't like it when you talk about
you don't even know who I'm talking about.
I know. It's just never nice to say that.
I would never walk up to somebody and say, you look puffy.
Yeah, but saying it behind their back or on the radio is just as bad.
No, it's not. Listen, this is what you call a talk show. And sometimes you have to say things that come up.
I understand that, but I just think there are some thoughts that you need to lock away in your brain and not express.
No! Haven't you ever seen somebody who looked a little puffy?
I would never say that.
Well, no, you don't say it to them.
I don't care. I'm not going to admit that, no.
You've never had an experience... Now you're lying.
I'm not saying that out loud.
You're lying.
Those are not things I would...
That's horrible. You know, on Friday the 13th, to tell a lie, what's going to happen?
What's going to happen?
Well, you're going to get a bat in the eye or something. And I'm not talking about a baseball bat. I'm talking about a real bat. Like an infected bat will be in your eye.
Oh, my God.
You can't lie on Friday. Don't you know there's superstitions like that?
Okay. Yeah, but like I said, I'm not scared of superstitions.
Well, but you're scared to call people puffy.
Yes. I'm scared of their feelings.
I thought puffy was a nice term. I didn't say fat. I didn't say bigger. I didn't say lumpy. I didn't say dumb. I said, puffy.
Well, you called me large before.
Well, what is wrong with puffy? I thought I cleaned it up pretty good.
It still has the same meaning at the end
of
the day.
What should I say?
You just don't comment on how they look physically.
I wouldn't in person, but I'm third person.
Oh, so you got to be like, wow, there's a puffy person outside.
No,
today.
I was just shocked that
these
I saw this
characteristics.
Picture. There was this person who I thought used to look, kind of decent, and now they're a little puffy.
Shame on you.
Well, I guess you can't tell the truth in society anymore.
No, I guess not.
I guess not. I guess you gotta. But you're the one who said, you gotta tell people the truth. You can't lie to them. One time I tell the truth, I'm dead in the water.
There's just no need for you to randomly
Sometimes you have the unpopular opinion. It's just gonna happen that way.
She was puffy.
That's fine.
Maybe the men in her like puffy women. You know, that's a fetish, like the foot fetish we heard all about the other night.
So true, the foot fetish.
Oh my God.
We're gonna get into that. I'm telling you, we're going into that because I went home and slept for hours after that because I just couldn't take it anymore. I had chest pains after that night. It was something. We're gonna get into that momentarily, but there are other. We'll save that for the second hour. Stay tuned for that in the top 10 list. That Ted Williams' visit the other night is what we're talking about here. We'll talk about that going into hour number two. But we do have some topics here, new topics this week, too. I like this. Now, did anybody see this the other day? Well, let's start here, because we've done this story before. But we all remember Mrs. Boebert, the representative, who, if you don't remember Mrs. Boebert, she went to a Beetlejuice show for children and got a little handsy with her little boyfriend there. And she vaped, and the theater threw her out. And, the theater threw her out, and she gave the theater the finger, and then she said she didn't do this, and then they pulled the surveillance camera, and you see her getting handsy with her boyfriend, and it's a whole little thing with Mrs. Boebert, and then her ex-husband came out and defended her and said, well, it's because I cheated on her, she's went nuts, I'm sorry about all this, and then the boyfriend and her split up, and he's a Democrat, so that's why she got all handsy in the movie theater, and now there's more with Mrs. Boebert, because Mrs. Boebert this week, Representative Boebert, went and filed for divorce with her husband, and they filed the divorce papers, and the divorce was finalized, and then they were caught groping each other. He was grabbing her rear end, and they were kissing passionately, and then they went out and had a romantic dinner after the divorce papers were signed.
They're post-divorce.
Oh, I love this. Anyway, the question is, after bringing all this up, not to come down on Mrs. Bobert here, but would you go for a past relation? You know, I guess one last gas for the road. One last gas for the freeway before it finally comes to an end. What do you think, Matt?
I don't know about that one. I think once you get the paperwork finalized, you just got to get out of there, you know?
Well, but you know what? I understand this to a degree, because you know what? You're familiar with this person. This person knows you. You know them. You don't have to put on any airs. You don't have to love bomb. You don't have to do any of that garbage. They know you. You do what you got to do, and then it's over.
Exactly. What are the odds he wanted to be there? I would have not shown up.
Right. You know that you're not going to get in a relationship again because that didn't work.
I think that this is an instance where you need to keep your friends close, and you go out with them after your divorce papers are finalized.
Yeah.
She didn't want a friend, let me tell you. I saw what she was doing. She did not want a friend that day.
She should take a stranger over her ex-husband.
No!
Quit cold turkey.
What?
Quit cold turkey, I think.
No, listen, Sean, what do you think?
I missed some of that stuff because I was trying to figure...
If a relationship ends, a marriage ends, and before you, I guess, part ways forever in life, he grabbed her rear end, and they did whatever they did.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah. I mean, isn't it okay to do that with somebody from the past?
Yeah.
When you know there's no expectation on the other person?
I think so.
As long as you're not in a new relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just not as big of a person as you guys are, because I would be upset, for sure.
Upset about what?
I don't know. I would probably make something up later in my mind, like wonder if this is going to lead to something. Like, I would not want to be with an ex.
So it can't be just one and done.
That's
how I refer to one-term politicians and one-night stands, apparently. One and done.
No, with your ex-husband that you just divorced...
I didn't do it. Mrs. Bobert did.
I don't want to go to dinner right after our court is over. Like, no, that's weird. And, like, that's fine if you want to do that, to each their own. If you're well enough for that, I guess I just would not. I don't think I would be in a mental place where I'd want to go eat with my ex-husband.
Wait a second. You're saying there's not a person in life who you don't want to be in a relationship with, but you're curious as to what, you know, might happen. Like, one night.
No. Like, that's not what I'm saying. Just post-divorce, I feel like your feelings are just fresh in that instance. I just think that's a bad time. Like, give it a couple months, let your feelings die down right after your divorce. I don't know. That's not for me.
I don't... excuse me. Matt, is this such a foreign thing?
I mean, I think this is whack, so...
Thank you.
I don't know about all
now,
that.
Wait a second. Now, wait a second. I think when you don't want a relationship and all the baggage that comes with that, but maybe you like somebody, what is wrong with going out to dinner one night? Okay, this is okay, I don't want this to be long term.
I guess
I don't want to see you tomorrow night.
See, that I guess is fine, but it's more so like they just got divorced. They don't need to see each other.
But
again.
You got a history. They got kids.
They need time apart is what they need. It sounds like.
Apparently not.
Apparently not. That's why. Are they sure about the whole divorce thing? Like,
that's what I'm saying. When you listen, when you're not attached to somebody else, you know that's not going to be a relationship. That just ended. It's like the last gas before the freeway.
I don't know. Either way,
because you know that's good. Once they're off to another relationship, that isn't going to be happening anymore. They're not going to be any more dinners. So you've got to.
I just think if you dislike someone enough that you want to get divorced, like
you. No, wait a second. Let's dig a little deeper here. You're saying you don't have any leftover feelings for anybody in the past.
No, I do. But I want to shut those down deep inside.
No, no. Not see, that's
them.
How you end up in therapy.
No. I just, what's the point? It's only going to lead to your feelings getting hurt.
No, because you know.
Yes, it is.
You don't have expectations for this. This is one dinner.
No, that's just not my way. If you don't want me in your life, I'm not going to be in your life.
What's wrong with one dinner, Sean? If you have feelings for somebody, what's wrong with one dinner?
A lot of people have one dinners.
Yeah.
I'm sure they do. I'm just not one of those people. That's fine. To each
you would have one dinner, wouldn't you, Matt?
Probably not.
No. That's, why? You got to have two dinners?
Oh, that's just a little that's weird.
Listen, she did it. That's all I'm saying. The continuing story of Representative Boebert.
Especially the kissing? Like, fine. I guess have dinner for the children or something if you're in that position. But
I think they brought their grandson.
Where's he while they're groping one another post-dinner?
I don't really think this woman is all that shy, to be perfectly honest with you.
Sounds like it. How's her political career going?
Not very well. She's not raising very much money. She's from Colorado.
So is he.
But you know what? Listen, I'm telling you, in the real world, back on planet Earth here, there are times when you don't want to be in a relationship with somebody. But maybe one dinner is fine. Maybe you haven't had dinner for the last couple nights. So one dinner, then let's move on.
No, I don't want that.
Well, that's fine. Whatever.
That's fine.
So everything's got to be long-term with you, huh? Everybody's got to be dinner after dinner after dinner after dinner.
Yeah, I think so. But I mean, this is like a bad case scenario. I'm like post-divorce, I really don't want dinner.
What if it's not a divorce? What if it's just an ended relationship?
Oh, so we broke up and then we get dinner after?
Yeah.
No. Nope.
So these people are dead to you. Even though you've got unrequited... See, listen, if you've got feelings toward them, why are you suppressing them?
Because they don't like me enough to want to be with me, so I don't want them.
But...
there's somebody out there that's going to like me enough to want to date me. I don't need the ones that like me enough to just go out to dinner once in a blue moon.
No, but this is what you call one final dinner. It's like the Last Supper.
I don't want that. What? I don't want the Last Supper. I don't want anything to do with the Last Supper. The Last Supper was the minute they decided that they were done with me, and I'm out the door. I've never.
That's a little harsh.
Yeah. Well.
Guess who
can't do it?
No, I'm just listen. All I'm saying is, for somebody who doesn't want to be in a long-term relationship, sometimes being around somebody for one dinner is fine. One dinner's good.
I just have the mentality of protect your peace, and I know that's going to bring me some sort of mental unrest if I go have dinner with my ex.
Well, see, but you don't get intertwined. See, that's what we're saying. You don't get mentally involved. You know it's one dinner.
Yeah, but I can't not get mentally involved, so I just don't want to. Like, what's the point? What are you hoping for out of this dinner?
No. See, right there, you took a step too far. There's no hope. It's dinner. It's dinner.
No, I don't want dinner with people that I don't want to see again. I don't want to want dinner.
If you ran into an ex-boyfriend, you would not talk to them?
I might say hi, maybe.
That's it.
If they saw me, like if they started a conversation. I'm not making the effort, probably.
Oh, see, I would talk to anybody.
It really depends on the situation. Obviously, it's very situational on the ex, I think.
Okay. You would have no. You would not have dinner with any of your ex-boyfriends?
It depends, like, on how recent. Like, I have this one ex-boyfriend from middle school that...
You'd have dinner with him?
Yeah, we do, sometimes.
There you go.
But that's so long ago, so that's just different. I was like, time matters. Time heals all. That's what they say.
Okay. I'm just saying there's nothing wrong with dinner every so often, because a lot of people don't want the commitment, right? Mm-hmm.
That's fine. Just don't contact me for dinner. Pick someone else, I guess. I don't need your
Matt!
Dinner.
You don't understand the theory in this, somebody who doesn't want to be married, somebody who doesn't want to be around the same person over and over. You can't see dinner one night?
Yeah, I guess.
You can have dinner. Why does it need to be with your ex-wife or husband or significant other? Like, go on a dating app or something. You can have dinner with plenty
of people there. A stranger could kill you. This is somebody you know. Ooh. Somebody who knows your...
Well, Pastor Craig struggles with his ex-wife.
There you go. It's good of you to bring that up.
No, I'm just saying he does.
There you go.
That's fine. I'm not going to. You guys do what you want. I'm not judging anyone who wants to do that. That just sounds like it would bring me some mental unrest.
I don't know why everything's got to have emotional attachments. Like, I like where my life is right now. I don't want a relationship. But if somebody from the past came in for one dinner, well, I'd have dinner with them. One.
Yeah, I guess I've never been
in
this
position. Not two.
You gotta have one. Just to remember how.
Just remember what dinner was like.
Just remember why you. Just remember why you did them.
Huh?
It sounds a little uncomfortable.
Really? Have a dinner? Oh, I've had dinner with people from the past.
I'd just rather have dinner with my family or my friends than an ex-significant other.
But what if it's you? You don't want You want a significant moment, but you don't want a relationship.
What?
Like Mrs. Bobert. I don't, you know, the guy grabbed her rear end.
I guess I just know, I don't want that bad.
I'm not, listen,
I
this
am
sounds horrible.
Over
this
here.
Is a true story. I didn't make this up. This is what happened.
That's fine. I am just not her, and we will not be going to dinner after we're divorced.
You and Mrs. Bobert?
Me and anybody.
Okay. Well, okay, but you think it's okay. You think it's okay.
So long as I didn't just get divorced with her, yeah.
Yeah, you'd have dinner. You're not having dinner.
I don't want dinner.
Okay. Well, I think you should have dinner. Because you never know what dinner could be good. Sometimes you have a good dinner.
Well, what's good? Then you're like, oh, they were really nice. Like, oh, I'm hopeful for the future. No. No, it's just a slippery slope of you getting your feelings hurt.
It's like Thanksgiving.
I don't want dinner.
It's like Thanksgiving. That was a good dinner. I really enjoyed the turkey. It's
I
over.
I can go get that by myself. I can go get good food alone.
I think it'd be pretty depressing to make a whole Thanksgiving turkey for yourself and all that.
Right, but no, but sometimes you want to share Thanksgiving with somebody.
I would. With
you
my
want to have Thanksgiving.
Family,
can I ask
Karen,
I'm going to ask Carrington a question.
Go ahead.
So, you're friends with your ex-boyfriends.
Singular ex-boyfriend from middle school, yes.
Like, you don't hang out with, like, your friends? I think you hang out with your ex-boyfriend sometimes.
This one from middle school, yes.
Now, would you go lunch with dinner with him?
Yeah, we have before.
Okay. So, there you go.
I know, it's just different. That was, like, several
What about
years
the
ago.
Last boyfriend? Would you go have dinner with him?
The one that we, like, broke up a couple
years ago? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No.
Never again?
Not in the next couple of years, I don't think.
Years?
At least.
Wow.
Because it ended that badly.
End that badly. It's just, they don't want to be part of my life. I don't want them in mine.
Yeah, but it's not. Now. It's not.
Yeah, I'm going to get upset. Like, my feelings are inevitably going to get hurt if we go to dinner, if I see them. I don't want that.
Really?
Yes.
So you're still steaming.
No, I'm not steaming. I'm peaceful. I just, like, I don't want to know anything about them. I wish them all the success in the world, and I don't want to hear a thing about it.
You know, when relationships end, I'm like, the next day, okay, let's, you know, do something new. I mean, I don't really have to...
That's fine. I'm doing that, too, and they can go do their new thing, and good luck. See ya. I don't want them in my life.
What if they offer a $1 chicken McNugget? What if he offered you that? Would you go for that?
No, I
and
don't
And some
really
Mimbo
like
sauce?
McDonald's.
Okay.
Not
well, listen, we're
going to
move on from that story, but I think that's a fascinating thing. I think it's fascinating that some people do boomerang, and only for one dinner.
I am uninterested.
Okay, well, maybe that's a female perspective. I don't know. But in any event, we'll move on to the next subject here. I think this is kind of interesting as well, is that a father... Now, this school had a dress code, and the dress code was a little skimpy, so the father goes to a school board meeting... to protest the dress code, and he says, this is how girls can dress in school. And he pulls off his t-shirt, and the man has got a tube top on, and short jeans. He said, this is acceptable for my daughter to wear to this school. And I think he did it for shock effect, but do you think that's okay for a man, a father, your father, to come to a school board meeting in a cut-off shirt and jeans to protest the dress code?
I mean, that seems like a valid protest, I guess.
Really?
I mean, so he put it into perspective.
Yeah, but
yeah, no, that's weird. If my dad did that, I would be like, "Who's that man? That's not my dad."
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think it'd get you beat up.
Sure, like it's weird, but like I wouldn't do it. But like. If this is how he decided to protest the dress code, then that's fine, I guess.
It's kind of weird that this middle-aged dad is so concerned about his, like, daughter's school dress code. Why is he so angry about it?
Well, maybe because she's showing too much skin. I mean, it was a cutoff.
Okay, well, that's his own daughter. Can't he police her? Like, why does the school need to... Why does everyone need to be punished because of his thoughts?
Well, this brings up an interesting question more about dress codes, to be honest. Should... I mean, you know what? You didn't used to be able to wear stuff like that to school.
I know. Whenever I was in school, I don't know, like, one time I got sent to the office for dress code stuff. Like, this was a thing when I was growing up. Like, you couldn't have flip-flops. So, like, you know, shoes had to have backs on them, and there was so many
I think that's
rules.
Good.
No, but, like, the one time I got sent to the office, I was wearing a jean skirt, and I had, like, tights on underneath, but they said the skirt wasn't long enough and the tights weren't pants, so that I needed to go to the office. And I was like, okay. And then I just walked around the hallway for a couple minutes and went back to class because I was like, no, that's stupid. I just didn't agree.
Well, I think they do it for propriety's sake, don't they?
Yeah.
They don't want the young boys to be making passes or you know, losing their mind.
Yeah, why don't we just teach the young boys to stop staring at women?
Okay. First of all, they have eyes. I mean, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I have eyes too. Like, you can look at the teacher. Like, seeing a girl is not that crazy. Like, her shoulder. Oh.
You've come in a little stern tonight. I don't know what the deal is.
I know. I have some strong opinions.
What was going on before you came in here?
I was just hanging out with my friends. We were having
a good evening. Were they stern tonight or something?
No. I guess I was ready to drop some hot take.
Whoa, this is an interesting show. You're not going to let this one be boring. All right, let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Let's not act like it's just the little boys that like to stare at the little girls. There's plenty of pervert faculty that work in the schools and stuff.
Well, that's true. There could be pervert faculty. But I mean,
well, do you ever watch that, or did you ever used to watch that, To Catch a Predator?
You know, I never did watch that show, but I know a lot of people
did. Oh, I got addicted to it, and I'll say probably about 6, maybe even 7 times out of 10, they were teachers.
That's so creepy. That's scary.
Well, but it's reality, unfortunately.
Right, that's why that dad is my hero. Good job, Dad. We need more people like you.
Yeah, but do you really think that was the most proper thing to do? I mean,
yes.
I think that
when it comes to something that sensitive, some people, Scott, when you're screaming your loudest, they barely hear you.
Right, and if it was just him, I'd be okay with it, but the fact is that he has a daughter who goes to that school. She's going to be unmercifully teased, and that's what I don't like.
But she might be unmercifully teased, but it might stop her from getting molested, too, so good job, Dad.
I don't want anybody to see anybody get molested, without question, but I just also don't want to see anybody get bullied, either.
Well, you're probably going to get bullied no matter what you do in life. I mean, there's always going to be somebody picking on you.
But I would like to say, I don't think this is mostly teachers. I don't want to turn that into this, because to be honest with you, when boys are 16 to 18, and this was a high school dress code, that is during your hormonal stage, and you do stupid things. You it's weird.
Yeah, I'm not saying that doesn't happen, but I'm just saying if you ever watched that show did any of the rest of y'all ever watch it?
Yes, with Chris Hansen.
Yes, and remember how, like, wouldn't you say, Sean, probably like 6 or 7% of the, 60 or 70% of the time, it was us. They'd be like, what do you do for a living? I'm a teacher.
Yep, teacher. Yep, absolutely, it was.
Yep, it's real. We can't act like, you know, the truth doesn't exist.
No, I'm not trying to deny the fact that this does happen, but I'm also saying that it is different because I think this is more for the students, not the faculty.
Well, no pervert is a good pervert.
Well, yeah, we don't need it. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Yes, we don't want any teachers doing anything either, but I don't think you can tell a 15-year-old boy, just look at the ceiling.
Yeah, but you don't need to look at other people. And the whole, like, molesting thing, like, I think that people shouldn't be molested regardless. I think you should be able to wear what you want. And, like, people should respect people no matter what they're wearing.
Yeah, but you know what? Didn't we just start tonight off by saying that women are judged by how they look and that that's a societal thing?
Yeah, it is. And that's so sucky for women.
But men are judged that same way. You can't be a man.
No, but there's a thing called, like, slut-shaming whenever girls dress too provocatively and then people, like, you know, have derogatory terms for them and, like, are like, oh, she's asking for it, quote-unquote, like, to be molested or something. Like,
you're allowed
to wear what you want and, like, people need to keep to themselves, in my opinion.
Well, you should No. Nobody's ever asking to be molested. That's craziness. But what I'm saying is that if you dress in a provocative nature, it's not ununderstandable that... Are you giving the phone number? It's not ununderstandable... That was not obvious at all. But it's not... No, you could have just asked.
Yeah, sorry. I was just reading it.
No, it's okay.
Okay.
But did I shame you there for a second?
You're
what happened?
Keep going. Just keep continuing with your thought.
No. Thank you for your permission.
You're welcome.
I'm just saying that listen, that it's not about being molested. It's not about inviting that. That's not what we're saying. We're saying when you dress in a certain way that you do give off an interesting vibe to people. But if anybody dresses in a certain way, you give off an interesting vibe. Some people think if a guy wears pink, that's a sign of something. Some people think if a girl wears pants all the time, that's a sign of something. That used to be a big sign of something. Dress codes in school used to be skirts for girls all the time.
I guess so, but I feel like the way you dress is a form of self-expression. And if that's how you want to present yourself, I think that people should be allowed to. And if this dad has such a big issue with the dress code, send his daughter to a school that's got their school uniform and they've already got their dress precedence in place. Like, absolutely. Why do you need to punish everyone else? Because
okay, but what's too much then? Because there is a too much point. There absolutely is.
With clothes?
Yes.
I don't know. Like my mom works in the city schools and they don't really have a dress code there, and I don't think things ever get out of hand.
But well, no, there are people who get there are certain things you can't do. You can't wear something that has a bad word on it.
Yeah.
That's so true. But that has nothing to do with provocativeness, but that's dress code.
That's true. This is a new thought. Give me a second. I need to think on it.
Okay. Matt, you coming in.
I don't know. This is not... I don't know what to say. This is...
It's a thinker.
It turned a way that I was not expecting. Wasn't ready for this.
Well, not all dress code is about skimpy clothes. Sometimes dress code's about language. Sometimes dress code is about pictures that you wear. I know there are certain symbols you're not going to get away with wearing.
That's true. I don't know. I guess maybe just the dress code in that sense. Like, you can't have bad words. You can't have symbols.
We're getting a phone call. Imagine that.
Let's go.
I never dreamed that we would get a phone call at this point. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Yes, come on in.
This is my ex-boyfriend from middle school.
What is the, like, radio station to, like, listen to in the car?
Wait, you're the middle school boyfriend?
My friends are all together.
They're all together.
We were hanging out.
Hello. What's your name?
I would be the middle school boyfriend.
All right. What's your name?
I'm Wyatt.
Wyatt. So, Wyatt, when you're having dinner with Carrington, is that odd because you used to date?
No, not really. We've kind of worked past it.
Now, why do you think she has this block up against all the other boyfriends in her career?
I honestly do believe they do get intimidated by me, which is, you know, understandable.
Intimidated by you?
That's true.
Yeah, no, they're very intimidated.
Everyone's boyfriend in the friend group has been intimidated by Wyatt.
Now, why is... Because, Wyatt, are you an intimidating fellow?
I'm not. I would say I'm very welcoming, charming... Interesting, but you know, I guess some people get intimidated by that.
Why would anybody be intimidated? I don't know what you look like, Wyatt, but why would somebody be intimidated by you?
I'm just drop dead gorgeous. You need to put that picture in your mind.
Yeah, I'll try.
I can show you a picture of him.
Picture Travis Kelce's mustache. That's Wyatt.
I didn't bring it up.
He does have a nice mustache.
Okay, so basically, you intimidate ex-boyfriends, is this correct?
That is correct.
So, why, at this particular point, is it okay to have dinner with an ex-girlfriend when apparently that's not normally the case?
It was dinner with her ex-boyfriend and her ex-boyfriend's mom.
A mom went out. You had dinner with somebody's mom?
No, I don't know what she's talking about.
I would say it's okay because... You've been broken up for what? Is it like 8 years now?
Yeah, it's the time.
Are you dating anybody else now?
I'm not dating anyone else right now.
Have you dated anybody else in the last 8 years?
Yes.
Like, what was your last relationship like?
He ghosted her.
He did ghost her.
You ghost her? Now, why'd you ghost her and not Carrington?
No, I would say, so my last relationship would have been before I graduated college.
So how long ago was this? So what's your opinion? Can you have a dinner with an ex-boyfriend or girlfriend?
I would say it depends. It depends on like how much time has passed.
How much time has to pass?
Hmm. I don't know, a decent amount of time. Like, I would say me and Carrington didn't talk for a while, but we were also friends before we dated. So it was like friends to dating to enemies back to friends.
What don't we know about Carrington? Give us a secret.
Ooh.
Well, let's see.
She really likes nerd clusters and pistachios.
That's a terrible secret.
Oh, I would...
That's not really what we're looking for on Friday the 13th.
I would say, before she dated her last boyfriend, so that would have been someone, she had him lined up before she broke up with her last one.
Oh. Now, wait a second. So you're saying, Wyatt, my friend, you're saying that before the last boyfriend that she dated, she already had that last boyfriend lined up while she was seeing the boyfriend before that?
No, that's not what he's saying.
No, don't lie, Wyatt. Come on. Tell the truth.
Wyatt, that's a record straight. Wyatt is just not remembering things correctly. He wasn't as involved in the breakup process. What happened, she was very just thinking about life and what she wanted, and she was like, this isn't what I want. And she broke up with that boyfriend.
But she already knew that the next boyfriend was ahead.
No. She had met him. She had met this other guy. But they were not any kind of, like, romantically involved or, like...
No, I'm not saying they were romantically involved. I'm just saying she knew that this was something that was going to be, that she wanted to go in that direction before the last relationship ended.
I don't think she knew she wanted to go in that direction.
Did you kill Wyatt? He was giving good answers. Did you murder him? What happened to him?
None of us were rooting for this next guy.
But no, Wyatt, listen, don't lie, you're under oath. You said moments ago, we got the tape here, Wyatt, that she, before the last relationship ended, two relationships ago, had the next relationship lined up. That's what you said, Wyatt. Now, is that a lie? Did you lie to me, or is that the truth?
I would never lie to you. I would say that what my friend Kelsey was saying, very accurate.
But not what you said.
She met another guy. She did not break up with the previous guy for this guy. But after she did wake up with the previous boyfriend, things did move on with the next guy.
Carrington, do you want to have anything to say here?
No, this is pretty accurate. I think Kelsey gave a pretty accurate description of what happened.
I think Wyatt is just not doing a very good job of explaining the situation.
I never do.
She was dating this guy. It was just realizing, because they had dated in high school, that this probably wasn't what she wanted for the rest of her life. They broke up. Then we started visiting Wyatt at his college, and we got to meet a new pool of people, and she started realizing that there were very different people than beyond what we just went to high school with, and she ended up just dating this other guy.
Yeah, but the question, we're down to 2 minutes in this hour here, so we got to know the answer to this. But she knew the next boyfriend already before the previous relationship had ended. She'd already met him, right?
She had met him, but not in a sense of, like, I'm going to date this guy. Like, they had met before, but yeah. It wasn't like she was breaking up with one for the other.
Wyatt, we got 60 seconds here before we're going to break. Is that true? Now, don't lie, because that's not what you said.
That is because Wyatt explained it, and Wyatt didn't understand what was going on. Her ex-boyfriend's trying to make her look bad. I'm here to tell you that...
Oh, Wyatt's trying to make her look bad.
Nothing sketchy was going on there. There was definitely a break between the two. It was very clean cut. Nothing was overlapping.
I'm not saying there's an overlap. I'm just saying she knew the next boyfriend. I'm not shaming anybody here. That's fine.
All I'm saying is that you should have seen the look of guilt on Carrington's face.
Yeah, she's all red over here. She's red as a radish. So something is going on here, so I have to believe that this might be true.
This is just a bad secret to bring up.
I think the way we're phrasing it,
I didn't do it.
That's a bad way to phrase it. I think she knew the next guy. She had already known her next boyfriend, but not in the sense
Carrington talked more than this.
Okay.
Not in the sense that she was going to date him. She didn't know that was going to happen when she broke up with the last one.
Well.
You hear Carrington talk more
than Carrington. Come on.
Yeah. Yes, we got 30 seconds here before the break. What's the story?
Then I need to defend myself. Okay. Yeah, so things were going south with the other guy. As Kelsey had said, we were dating in high school, and I was losing feelings for him, and then my, like, parents were having issues, and so I was upset about that. And, like, there was a lot going on. He wouldn't, like, go out and do activities with me, so I just didn't really like how the relationship was headed. So then I started, like, going and doing things with my friends more often, and then I did meet the guy that I started dating next, but I did break up with my last boyfriend before I was, like, talking little situationship with the next guy. So there was definitely a break, but, like, I did know him in advance.
All right. Hey, listen, guys, we got to go to break. Stay tuned. We'll be back in 15 minutes. And the continuing story of the days of our lives here after this 15-minute break. Well, that was an hour we'll never forget. We'll be back in 15. Don't you dare go anywhere.
Isn't that a shame that goodness isn't more fascinating, or our world would be better?
I guess.
But there is something fascinated about tacky people, mean people. They're colorful. Good people always seem to be a little bit, ugh, yucky. But bad people always have edges to